Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
The Grinch has stolen Christmas on tonight's Late Late Toy Show. What are the big toys that he will be trying to get his hands on this Christmas? Newstalk's Henry McKean went backstage, met Paddy Keelty, and also visited the toy shop Nimble Fingers, where it all started 50 years ago today.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Toy Show. It's that time of year once again.
Pat Staunton from Nimble Fingers here in Stillorgan. It's 50 years since the Toy Show started, and it all started here. Tell me the story.
Well, Henry, I've retired over 20 years now. Pat Collins, a friend of mine, I think Pat Kenny would know her well, she wandered in here one day. She worked for Gay Barney Researcher, and she bought a few items, brought them to Gay. He wasn't that keen, but then we put them on the show, and it all took off from there. And the following year, then it became a full toy show. And that was the start of it. People thought it wouldn't work, but it's probably the biggest viewing figures in the country now, I believe.
Yeah. And how does it feel to be a part of that toy show history, that story?
Ah, well, it's a long time ago. But it is nice to give some people some enjoyment on a Friday night. It's a big lead into Christmas. It's a big night in for parents. Buy the chocolates, bits and pieces, pizzas, you name it. Sit back and the kids will fall asleep.
So I'm Catherine Staunton here in Nimble Fingers in Stillorgan.
Catherine, we're surrounded by so many toys here, including one that could be a hit this Christmas.
Yeah, we think this is it already has been. There's been a bit of hype around this toy this year. It's called Clutching at Straws, and it's a reaction game. You press play and the foam pieces drop randomly, the 6 of them, and you just have to catch them. But there's a few different speeds as well, so good for all ages. And yeah, there's been a lot of hype around it.
Okay, so how does it work? I'm going to have a go.
Okay, here we go.
Let's play sports together. 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay, so any moment, one of them could drop. I didn't. They all fell, and I just pulled the last one. I was terrible. So that
Big
looks
pressure.
Like great fun.
Yeah.
And affordable for many families out there at just $19.99. What are the big toys are going to sell this Christmas?
There's another game we have actually called Volley Shot. There's a two-player game, and there's tiny little wooden handles, and you have to flick the ball over to the other side and try and get it in the hole, but you're obviously trying to defend your own side. So that's another really popular game for us. And actually, these steel drums we have here as well have been really popular.
So steel drums, so modern games, but also very traditional. And then the usual stuff is still selling well, like Lego and dolls.
Exactly, yeah. We'll always have the traditional toys in here, even wooden blocks, things like that. Simple stuff. But yeah, look, it's good to have, nice to have a craze this year. And it just arrived today. We were out of stock and we just got a big pallet delivered this morning. So a big sigh of relief. But yeah, it's nice to have a bit of a buzz, you know, around a particular product.
Hello! Good evening! Welcome to the Late Late Toy Show. Thank you so much for joining us.
For the listeners out there, you're wearing a name badge that says Paddy.
Yes.
You're known by your friends as Paddy, aren't you?
Oh, yes. Well, I'm known by a lot of names and I'm called a lot worse, so this is a good compromise. I think there's a thing that families coming together, we have less and less opportunities to actually come together and watch one screen. And that idea that you, when families even get together at Christmas, you could have kids on an iPad, parents maybe watching something else, somebody listening to some music. This one screen, one show, one family, all coming together, I think it's a unique thing. And I think when you look at the heritage of it, grandparents now remember seeing Gay in 1975 doing that segment. It's part of their heritage. Their kids have seen Pat do it. Other kids seen Ryan doing it. And now there's a new generation. And so I think that that's the thing which makes it the glue for so many families.
And Patrick Hilty, I know I'm going to get in trouble for asking you this. Will there be a Des Cahill car for everybody in the audience?
I'm not sure there will be a Des Cahill car for everybody.
Will there be good prizes?
There's definitely a few giveaways, not takeaways.
There's 1.6 million people tuning in tonight.
Thanks.
What? The biggest audience of the year on anything in the whole country.
I'm so glad to have a chat with you just on the morning of the show.
You
do my heart good.
And when we take the Grinch, and I hope it's okay to say you're from down, up there, a northern Christmas, is it a bit grinchy?
A northern Christmas is far from grinchy. It's although on Stephen's Day, there's quite a few people that are turning green. Funny enough, actually, you know, up in Dundrum, the Grinch was a big, big movie for us whenever, you know, we were younger. And the idea of, as a comedian, watching Jim Carrey do his stuff. There is a bit of makeup involved tonight. There's a few costumes I have. I mean, not a newfound respect, but, you know, the little bit of makeup and things that you got to get into in order to do a little bit of this tonight. What he did in that movie, wow, amazing.
My name is Clara Murray and I'm one of the audio describers for the Late Late Toy Show. So our job is to describe what's happening on the screen for blind or visually impaired viewers who might not be able to tell what's happening through all the chaos. What I love about the Toy Show is just the atmosphere. It's so much fun. There are kids everywhere today, all throughout the week, and it really just brings the country together.
Hello, my name is Nina Hay. I'm 11 years old and I'm from Fermanagh.
And my name is Rebecca and I'm her momager.
So being involved in the Late Late Toy Show, how does it feel?
It feels so exciting and I'm a bit nervous actually, but that's a normal feeling.
And I understand you're involved in a TV programme also, tell us.
Yes, it is called Yuki and she's a mini version of me.
What do you love about the Late Late Toy Show?
Oh, can I say the presence? What are you joking? I love that it brings all people from different backgrounds all together, and I think that's a big thing for our house because we're a mixed household. We have, like, her dad's from China and we're from Ireland, so I think it's great bringing everybody together, and I said it's just great for all the kids to kind of meet each other.
I love how all the little kids with disabilities can come on and, like, sort of bond and all that. I just love it.
Some of her family are in China, some are in America, some are in England, and they're all going to tune in to watch the show. So it does bring everybody together in a way. And I think that's why the Toy Show appeal is also really good, because then they have such a big audience, they can do so much to help other people. Her grandmother's in China, but her other grandmother's here in the hotel. She's just itching to get seeing her on the telly now, so...
I'm having a chat with Dermot. You're going to be on the Late Late Toy Show tonight. What will you be doing?
I'll be playing the drums.
Wow, so you're a multi-talented kid.
Yeah.
And what do you want for Christmas? What do you want Santa to bring you? What sort of gifts would you like?
I'm getting a new Holly from Santa, and I'm getting a few jerseys from Santa.
Jerseys and a Harley. Anything
yeah.
else?
I'm getting a Lego set too.
And Lego, what sort of Lego set do you hope to get?
Spider-Man Marvel one.
Spider-Man Marvel. And what is it you love about Christmas and the Late Late Toy Show?
Staying up late to watch it every year and eating loads of sweets.
And being on it, how does it feel?
It feels very cool to be on it.
And you're a pretty good drummer.
Yeah.
Eamon, you're the dad. You remember the Toy Show growing up. What do you still love about it?
Just the magic, really, of it. And... staying up late, it's the one time of the year as kids they're staying up late, and there's great excitement about it. All my life, really, I've, you know, enjoyed the Toy Show from a young age, and now at this stage my son is going to be on the Toy Show. It's just magical. I mean, it's magical for me too. Home is West Cork. My son plays in the Noosestown Cultus, and he's with the Ballinspittle Cayley band then. They're the All-Ireland champions, and they're going to be on the show tonight playing with other musicians and singers.
Henry McKean there, speaking to people who are looking forward to the Toy Show, who are going to be on the Toy Show, and Let's face it, it is the biggest TV event of the year. Not sure it'll be Troy Parrott's hat-trick. That got over 1 million viewers, but I'm sure it'll come damn close. And if you are looking forward to it, make sure you don't go OTT on the sweets. They'll only repeat you in the middle of the night.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.